Since around 5000 BC, people have been enjoying the tart creaminess of yogurt. Likely first discovered in Mesopotamia accidentally, it didn't take long for yogurt to spread around the known world. Yogurt was held in such high regards by the ancients that when mixed with honey, it was referred to as the food of the gods. But what is yogurt, and how did it travel through time relatively unchanged for more than 7,000 years? I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're looking at a brief history of yogurt. Yogurt is milk that has been fermented with a certain form of bacteria which produces lactic acid. This lactic acid gives the yogurt its signature tart flavor and also helps to preserve it. Yogurt and cheese are similar in a lot of ways, but the main difference is that yogurt doesn't have rennet and that yogurt doesn't have curds. The lack of curds is due to, in part to the yogurt making process. Now, as I said in the intro, yogurt spread around the known world fairly quickly. And it's been said that Genghis Khan and his armies lived on yogurt, and where they went, they left a lot behind. And this is likely due to the fact that it was that yogurt was a way to preserve milk. It was delicious and it aided with digestion. As the yogurt spread, different varieties began to appear. Because yogurt was being produced in different locations, the bacteria from each region was slightly different, as was the milk, and this caused regional differences in the yogurt. In 1905, a Bulgarian medical student working in Geneva named Stamen Grigorov, I think I got that right, isolated and identified the bacteria that was used to make yogurt. 2 years later, that bacteria would be given the name Bacillus bulgaricus. I did not get that one right. This was the first step in producing consistent commercial yogurt. In 1919, a man named Isaac Carasso, maybe I got that one right, started a small yogurt production business in Spain. He had devised a way to make consistently get the same results from his yogurt cultures, which is the bacteria used to make the yogurt, and this made it possible to produce yogurt on an industrial scale and have it all taste the exact same. Carasso named his company after his son, Daniel, and the Danone Yogurt Company was formed. Danone would make its way to North America in 1942, but they weren't the first to introduce yogurt to the Americas. Eastern European immigrants brought yogurt with them from Europe to America in the 1700s. Turkish was a common language amongst many of the immigrant cultures, and so a lot of common words came from the Turkish language. The word yogurt is one of them. In Turkish, it means to be curdled or coagulated or to thicken. Today, yogurt is used in a variety of ways by a variety of cultures. It is likely more popular than it has ever been, and this is likely due to our greater understanding of the benefits of probiotics. But just remember, the next time you take a spoonful of that creamy tart yogurt, you are following in a human tradition that stretches back at least twice as far as the pyramids. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we've been looking at a brief history of yogurt. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like and subscribe to this podcast. And I really appreciate you listening. I just wanted to say thank you very much to everybody out there for listening to this. Have a great day, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. I will see you then.